Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now I'm joined by Michelle McMahon of Her.ie. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Well, the last time we were here, I was giving a terrible time because you were going out with somebody for how long?
7-8 years.
7-8 years. Let's call it eight.
Let's call it that.
Having this thing going on, and you were saying, actually, you gave as good as you got.
Good. Good to know.
You know, you were slapping me back. It was like the night at the museum with the monkey and Ben Stiller. You know, the two of us were. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, not at all.
Yeah,
but I'm delighted to be compared to a monkey on a Monday morning. That's a really good start to my day. Thank you.
It's a good-looking monkey. Yeah,
okay, I'm okay with that. It's fine. I can take that.
So a slag.
Yes.
Haven't seen you since, and now you come back with a big sparkling ring
on
your finger.
I'm sorry, am I blinding you from across the studio?
Is
that it?
When is she coming in? Oh, she's here. I can't see her with the sparkle. So what happened?
So I'm just back from holidays on Saturday, and I'm sporting a diamond. So I presume you're going to take all the credit for that.
Did he fall to bend his knee and ask you to marry him?
He did. Yeah, he did.
Congratulations. Cast of thousands. Well, thank you so long. You felt the pressure. There you go. Making magic happen.
Beautiful,
in the studio.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
No, I mean, that is lovely. I mean, that's a very long engagement. I'm sure you'll be somebody to give you a copy of that DVD for Christmas. So where did you go for your holidays?
We started off in New York. We were in New York for a couple of nights and then on to Vegas.
What did you do in New York?
In New York, we went to a Broadway show, went to Aladdin.
How was that?
It was amazing. Yeah, that just opened in February, so I've seen a lot of what's on there because we go every time. So
anyone very famous in Aladdin?
I can't remember the guy's name, but you're the guy who's playing the genie, which is probably the biggest role in it, won the Tony Award this year.
Oh,
so
it must be good.
He is amazing. Fantastic. So that was really fun. And we went to the Barclay Center for a Brooklyn Nets basketball game.
Do you mind that? Did you have a cocktail?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
And then Vegas for how long?
And then Vegas for 5 nights.
And how was that?
That was a different world, and I am a broken woman.
You're a broken woman. Because there is no day and there is no night.
No, there isn't. There really isn't.
There is no day and no night.
No.
It's just one big long thing.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You go home to the sound of machines rattling in your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go and see a show there?
We did. We saw Rock of Ages there.
And did you enjoy that?
I really enjoyed
that. Did he enjoy it?
It was incredibly cheesy. Yes, he did.
He did. Oh, if he likes the cheese, then you're okay. That's it. So a bit of ham and cheese, really, in that
bit of
sandwich.
That, yeah.
Oh, well, that's great, Michelle. Thank you for coming in, and happy Christmas. Good luck with the rest of your life.
Thank you very
Anything
much.
Else you need to know for me to guide you in the right direction?
No, if you could just maybe ask why I haven't won the lotto yet, because I figure if you asked last time why I haven't gotten a ring yet, and it just took a couple of weeks. So maybe you could just work your magic on that one too.
It's,
fine.
It's like a Twilight Zone episode where I just say stuff to you and it all happens. I better be careful what
it's
I say then.
Be very careful, yeah.
I will. Will we do the item?
Let's do that.
Because we're talking about housemate. You've been a serial renter. Of course, that'll all change now.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. Hopefully the renting side will change. Hopefully.
Have you got a date set for the wedding?
No. No.
See you in 7 years. Don't buy the hatch yet,
so
missus.
Mean. So mean.
But you've been renting for years and years and years. In various, what, apartments or houses mostly?
Mostly houses.
Okay.
Mostly houses.
And how have you done in terms of housemates down through the years? Good, bad?
Well, good for the last couple of years because it's been with himself. And since, you know, we're putting a ring on it, you know, we've worked okay together. That's been fine.
That's good.
But I did years of what I suppose everybody does, really, if you travel away to college, 4 years of college with, you know, three or four housemates every year. And then 5 years working afterwards with a succession of different housemates as well. So we've seen them all.
So what do we need to know? Dublin is harder to share with people than maybe other parts of the country, or is it geographical?
I think sharing is difficult everywhere. You know, it presents the same challenges and benefits no matter where you are. It's just more expensive in Dublin. Mm-hmm. So even if you had if in an ideal world you'd have a place on your own, that's near impossible in Dublin because nobody can afford the prices. Whereas you might be a little bit luckier. I mean, I've paid more to rent a single room in a house share in Dublin than I paid for a 3-bedroom house in Ennis, for example.
Yeah, well, so, as you can appreciate that.
You know, that does make it much, much more difficult. But yeah, sharing can be a very interesting an educational experience.
Beginning with the education, let's talk about theft, or maybe shall we say long-term borrowing.
Yeah.
Where does this...
Yeah, I suppose the vast majority of my experience would be sharing with girls. So it tends to be maybe three or four in a house. And, you know, especially when you're in those college days and maybe the early work days, there's a lot of socialising. So there's a lot of, you know, oh, I'm borrowing your bag, or, you know, have you got this and can I take that? And it tends to be fine. But I had one situation where there was four of us in a house getting on the house on fire, all good, but one of the girls in the house was on Erasmus for the second semester, so was moving out. We needed a replacement, so we had the queue of people come and check out the house, and one seemed nice, and that was fine. And over the coming weeks after she moved in, over the couple of weeks after she moved in, the three of us who had been in the house all along suddenly noticed that things were going missing. I kind of thinking, okay, well, maybe she doesn't realise. Maybe that was okay in the last place. Maybe, you know, maybe she's just forgotten she borrowed them. But it kind of got to the point where we noticed that, you know, her makeup bag was made up of a collection of the three of ours. So I might have my foundation, one of the other girls' mascaras, and somebody else's blush. It was like, this is getting a bit weird. But the final straw came. I'd spent my summer in the States. So I picked up a couple of bits that would be, I suppose, a little bit distinctive. And I was in the kitchen one day and she was taking her washing out of the washing machine, yeah. And she bent over and I could see very clearly the waistband of my hot pink Victoria's Secret knickers. She was wearing my knickers.
Well, I mean, it's one thing stealing, you know, a hat or a scarf.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's something untoward and kind of odd.
There's something really creepy about
it. I was kind of thinking maybe single white female about it.
It's really
creepy. She admired you so much she wanted to be more like you.
So I have not shopped in Victoria's Secret since. So that was definitely a line that people should not cross. I don't know that ever should be...
Did you take it out? Did you say, listen, you're wearing my... You know.
At the time, I was completely gobsmacked. I was like, I do not know what to do with this information. So I waited until she was gone and I spoke to the other two girls in the house. And we, you know, she worked quite late hours. So we waited one night and, you know, we had an intervention.
Yeah.
Three of us sitting in the sitting room going, we need to talk to you. Point blank denied it.
No.
To this day, I don't know if it was a case of she really believed that she hadn't done this and didn't realise.
Or just pathological.
Or pathological. But yeah, just insisted she had a lot of the same stuff as us. And, you know, one of the other girls beside me was like, you're wearing my scarf right now.
You're wearing my scarf, her knickers, and you're my foundation. So what part of that is confusing? I mean, it's manslaughter, murder stuff.
So that was crazy. That's probably the worst of it for me.
What else?
But I've heard...
More horror stories. 51552, all horror, welcome this morning. What else makes an unbearable housemate?
I think there's a couple of things. One is those people who, I suppose, mammy has just looked after them for their entire life, and there's the constant game of bin Tetris, where it's like, oh, well, if I just fold it really well and get it in the top right hand corner, you know, people
you
don't realise you don't have to empty the bin.
Good.
You know, that drives me insane.
Yeah, yeah.
Loo rolls as well. You know, it's you can change that while you're sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
You're actually not going to need to do a whole pile of effort with that.
And yet, you come
in and there's a new roll stacked on top of two empty pieces of cardboard.
Yeah.
It's just stuff, the small things, and they can be so insignificant, but see them every day for a long, long time and you are fit to kill somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
Hair in the shower, in the drain, sharing a shower with somebody. There's no, you know, like one bathroom with four women. That's...
I can only imagine.
That never works out well. And there is always one person, and it's always the person who has, you know, different colour hair to the rest of you. So you know it's them.
Yeah.
And they still don't ever, ever clean out the shower.
And they'll deny it as well.
And they'll deny it as well, yeah. So there's a lot of that going on. And then the other thing that I think over the years we've found really annoying is when somebody has... always has somebody else in the house that doesn't pay rent. So if they have the boyfriend and he's over and he's on the couch all day every day and he's there for dinner every evening and he stays over every night, that is just, you're like, I'd love to sit on my own couch at some point, please.
I know.
So yeah, that can be really difficult.
That idea of having the place to yourself,
yes.
I mean, that is just, you know, heavenly for people.
It's so good.
Or when the other housemate says, I'm going away for the weekend, and your heart lifts and you think, great, imagine, yeah, I can just traipse down the stairs, make something, watch this, not watching my back saying sorry.
Yeah.
Not that you don't like the person, it's just...
Well, it's not that, but everybody needs a little bit of space. And I think as well, if you're kind of, if you're in a situation where if you're working in a capacity where you have to be kind of social all day or you're talking all day, sometimes the only thing you want to do at the end of the day is be quiet. So, you know, it's another thing when you come in. I know it sounds awful to say, like, it's effort to talk to people. But you know when you've just had a really long day and you're like, yeah, I just want to be quiet.
Yeah, I just want to watch junk and eat.
Exactly.
Junk.
I want to watch terrible television, yeah, stuff my face and be a bit of a slob, put on my fat pants.
But no, if it's not the fat pants, it's the party pants and then the thin walls and, you know, the housemates who are very, let's say the first flush of romance, where they just can't stop doing stuff, mm-hmm, to and at and with each other, and that can lead to awkwardness rather than, you know, you don't want to be the begrudger saying,
no, I mean, good for them.
Turn that down,
you know,
a little bit.
Yeah, no, good for them. But it is very difficult to have a pleasant morning cuppa and the chat with somebody when you've heard their good time noise. Really, really uncomfortable.
Do you say it?
I don't think so.
Have you ever
I don't
said
think
it
so.
To
we were chatting about this in the Her Daddy office, and I think it's a case of that kind of unspoken rule that you can never come back from that.
Yeah.
So I think if you are friends with your housemate, you could probably get in a sly little like, oh, you had a good night last night. That's about as far as it can go.
But
I don't think you can mention the noise of the nighttime activity. I don't know how you could possibly do that.
Why?
It's going to be so uncomfortable and awkward for everybody, and I don't think there's a way back out of it.
I think also you'll sound a bit bitter.
You will a little bit.
Just because you're not.
Yeah, you know, just because you weren't making it. Yeah,
how was EastEnders? Enjoy that, did you? Just turn it up. Turn it up.
Invest in a really good pair of headphones.
Yeah,
they will see you through well.
Yeah, definitely. Or give them headphones for
or
Christmas.
Or do that, yeah.
Did you ever commit a housemate crime that was...
I did.
You did?
I did something really awful, but I didn't mean to. It wasn't intentional, but I get such a pain in my stomach. I feel so guilty about this. I'm terrified of birds.
Right.
I'm absolutely terrified of birds.
What an odd thing to...
So I was... I know. Well, it's not odd. I mean, they pigeons have no sense of personal space. They just get all up in you. I know, I'm terrified of them. And I'm always afraid that they're going to poo on you. And anyway, so I was in a house, and again, in one of these situations where I was sharing with three other girls, but I was at the house on my own. Lovely day, windows left open downstairs. Went down and a bird had gotten into the house. So I had a panic attack, ran up the stairs, locked my own door, and was like, I can't handle this. So I rang my boyfriend. And I was like, there's a bird in the house. What am I going to do? I'm freaking out. I can't leave the house. What am I going to do? I'll come over and I'll look after it.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So I came over and I threw the keys out the window, even like to avoid going down the stairs in case, you know, the bird would get anywhere near me. So he went down, he got the bird out the door, everything was fine, and, you know, it's okay, everything's clear. So I came down and there was evidence that the bird had been in the house.
Oh.
Yeah, nasty.
Messy.
Nasty.
Yeah.
So I did a bit of a cleaning up job. I mean, there was something on the chair, the floor, and on the toaster.
What?
So the bird had crapped on the toaster.
Yeah.
And it was like along the top of it, but I obviously couldn't be sure if it was in it or anything like that either. So I cleaned what was visible.
Guacamole.
Yeah.
Go on. Same thing.
Plugged it out, and we didn't have like any big bin, you know, none of the big ones outside. So I took it out, plugged it out, put it in the utility room in the back of a cupboard, thinking like, I'll tell the landlady later on when I get home and we'll get a replacement one and that'll be fine. Didn't think anything more of it. Went to work, came home that night and walked into my housemate sitting in the kitchen, toaster plugged back in. She was having her tea and her slices of toast and I nearly threw up on the spot. So she still doesn't know, and I couldn't tell her because I would have made her sick then, and she seemed fine. So she's like, oh, what was with the toaster? I was like, it was sparking earlier on and a bit worried about it. So I'm just going to dump it and I'm going to buy us a new one tomorrow. Okay, cool. So to this day, she still doesn't know that she had bird poo toaster.
That's kind of grotesque.
Yeah. You're
claiming innocence and you're giving me the eyes that suggest I didn't do it. But I think that there's a darkness behind those eyes that suggests that you knew, or that you just couldn't admit to what was happening. Text on this says, some of these things don't stop just because you move out and own your own house. In other words, some people are just hardwired to be gross.
Yeah.
I've been that boyfriend sitting on the couch around the other girl flatmates. That's it. I've been that. That's no explanation, no apology.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. I hate people who drink and eat my food just because it's in the fridge. If my girlfriend was in the house, would they presume she was theirs?
Yeah, that's really annoying. You know, if you've done a hard day and you're like, oh, I have this lovely meal in the fridge, you know, that I've gone shopping and I'm ready to have this evening, and you come home and somebody's, you know, the remains of it are still left on a plate somewhere. Insult to injury there, but that's a very common one in house share as well.
The fridge. What's that? Do you do post-its on your milk? Is that the way?
So then
you're considered to be...
Yeah, and you know, you get an awful doing for those notes as well. There's a great book of those a couple of years ago.
That
I licked my cheese.
Yes.
That was, and I think we've all gotten or left a couple of those notes as well at different stages. But yeah, the food one is a bit nasty. Probably best to lay down the law with that one as soon as you move in with somebody.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Just get that conversation out of the way at the start.
That's a good point. Ryan Boyes using the bath as a toilet. I really hope people don't do that.
I really hope they don't either. That's new to me, and if it ever happened in a house I was in, I don't want to know.
Well, those days are behind you now. We had a flatmate who thought it was okay to leave his dirty dishes, pots and pans for the next person to clean. Quite happy to leave it for days. Also used to leave the sink covered in black hair after shaving. Gross and exhausting.
Yeah, disgusting. Hair in the bathroom, it's a big one. All types of hairs. There should be no evidence that you use the bathroom. Just clean it after you.
I've a housemate whose girlfriend is over every night of the week. She's grand, but it's starting to annoy me. I've been sharing with this guy for the last 2 years and was in the same class for 4 years of college. How can I raise this with him without causing trouble now? What should he do? I mean, that's
difficult. I mean, I suppose with that one, I know that we would have had situations similar to that as well. And the first thing is usually he's here again there's a little edge to it. There's a little edge to it. Or, do you ever go over to his house? Because I think, you know, and in the first philosophy of a new relationship, you do find that people want to spend every waking moment together, you know, and every sleeping moment too.
Yeah.
But as long as you're kind of divvying that up, like if you've got a housemate and he's over 2 or 3 nights a week, as long as she's gone then to his, that's not so bad. You can get over that. And the other thing is, and if you are that guy, your man who's texting saying he's that fella, make the effort with the other housemates. Do you know, if you're bringing over a bottle of wine, bring over two, invite them to have a glass, have a conversation with people. If you're sticking on a film, ask if somebody else wants to watch it. Very easy to kind of make that effort, but it happens so seldomly, and I think that makes a big difference as well, because otherwise it's just this big lug that's sitting in your room, you know, that isn't even bothering to have a conversation with you.
A galoot.
That's a great word.
Sitting in the couch, taking up space and using electricity that they have to pay for.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
you're not paying rent.
Not paying rent, not paying this. Yeah, get
off. Taking the best seat.
Yeah.
Always the best seat.
Okay, gosh, you're angry. Michelle McMahon live in studio this morning from her.ie. Thank you, Michelle. And I would have thought you might be a bit more relaxed after your stay in New York and Vegas, but obviously the flight took its toll coming home. Ryan, if that girl thinks it's bad sharing, wait till she gets married. I think hashtag good luck with that. Michelle McMahon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And congratulations.